2023 has been a transformative year for Push Gaming. It was the subject of a high-profile acquisition by MGM LeoVegas earlier in the year, and it continues to enjoy a very respectable level of growth. Now, the studio is delivering more games than it ever has before, and not only is the quantity increasing, but it's becoming increasingly renowned as a developer of consistent quality, something that was abundant in the release of Razor Returns in July, which has become its most successful launch to date. So as the company eyes more success, we sat down with its director of studios, George Phil, who told us more about what's driving the success, the creation of its mechanics, and how that's shaping Push's direction in 2024. So Push Gaming's product release roadmap for 2024 and beyond is already undergoing a significant boost in terms of the number of titles that are in development. Can you give us an overview of what has driven this expansion?
First of all, you know, it was like our plan, I would say, even the beginning of 2023, that we want to, I would say, like expand and have like way bigger roadmap, way bigger options for our players. We can see that we're meeting the demands of our players when it comes to some specific number of slots, when it comes to high volatility, super innovative and creative slots, but also we want to grow and have a bigger, offer, and way bigger offer to players that maybe get used to some different type of games, some different type of mechanics not presented in our catalog, in our portfolio. So mainly, we could say that we're focusing on some other key markets like UK, and UK historically, and you then know it quite well, they're more like, players are more like orthodox, they prefer like more simple games, more base mechanics. It also was driven by regulations that are very tough, and you don't have a bonus buys, you don't have some other things to do. And this is also like impact and influence on our game creation, on our game portfolio. Like, I mean, on some markets you can do one thing, on some markets you cannot do it. So that's affect us as well. We want to share our experience, our journey with almost every player in Europe and in the world, where when we're talking about regulated markets.
Push has also launched several proprietary features in recent times. But what is it that goes into their creation? Is it the mechanic or the feature that drives the development of the title itself, or is it the other way around?
So there are some mechanics that I would say, in my personal opinion, are undervalued by players, by streamers, by operators, I would say, but have a high potential. And probably players going to see some more games when we're going to use those mechanics. So I'm talking mainly about like real bets, race reels, and others. But the most popular for us, it's definitely a cluster link. So we have a few games that using those mechanics, and they're performing very strong for us, and we can see that players really like it. So this is, first of all, the first game from a series that we was using cluster link mechanics, it's Gem & Jars 2. Then we use that mechanic in Giga Jar, and now it's one of our most popular games is Retro Tapes. So all these mechanics, like maybe a player was, paying too much attention to that because for different reasons, but this is like a mechanics that unite all these three games. And I believe we're going to use that mechanic even more. When it comes to markets or countries, I would say, there is, I cannot call it a mechanic, but I would rather call it a feature. We're talking about push bet. What rather is a classic anti-bet for everyone when you're betting something extra, like whatever, like 20, 50, 100% according to your bet, and you're getting some enhancement, some advantage of the game. So, for example, push bet is, I would say, quite popular on the markets where there's no bonus buys, because you have a player have a bigger chance to get a bonus if he cannot buy it. So it's like, you can see it's not only for us. We can see it as well for our competitors. And we can see that players really value that when you offer them something more. So especially for UK players, it's quite important. Those push bet, I believe it's like a game changer for us and a game changer for players. And players can see a push bet from a way different perspective. So it could give them way more interesting experience, and they can enjoy game even more than before.
Among those differing mechanics that you've launched, you mentioned that some of them are quite region specific. Is that the case across most markets? You know, are all the mechanics that you have, are they more popular in certain demographics or certain regions?
I would probably say that it definitely depends. First of all, we're trying to look for the right balance. But I would say it's like sometimes mechanic comes first, sometimes concept comes first, sometimes theme. And then so those two processes, they inform each other. And again, when it's like mechanics inspiring the game theme or vice versa. But again, it's at the balance. When it comes with, for example, Cluster Link, so first we had the game theme. Not games. It was like German Jars 2 was a sequel of German Jars 1. And then we come up, okay, we want to bring something new. We will start thinking what we're going to do. And then, this mechanics feature, let's say, that sounds quite good. Let's implement it. So if we implement that feature, that works very well. We saw some positive feedback from the players, from the streamers, from the community in general. And then we just come up with another game idea. And we said, like, okay, this mechanic would fit that game very nice. So we had, let's say, concept designed on 60%. And then we said, okay, what we're going to add on the top? And said, okay, is this mechanic, like Cluster Link, going to fit very well? So again, there is no like a perfect plan, scenario, or a recipe how to make it. It's more like, intuition. You just got the feeling and say, okay, I want to implement this mechanic to this game. And we don't have a plan saying, okay, 2024, 5 games for the Cluster Link. We could probably target, but most of the time it's like, sporadically.
And you mentioned intuition before, and that's something that your development team has become quite adept at. Your titles are renowned for being among the most engaging and polished in the market. And the launch of one of your biggest games ever, which was Razor Returns, a sequel to Razor Shark, in particular, has seen a fantastic response from players and operators. Could you tell us a little bit more about how that's been received?
First of all, it was like a big challenge to make a sequel for such a popular game. Razor Shark, it was like a game that made us popular. It was probably one of the most streamed games. Like everyone was crazy about this game as well. Mechanic-wise, theme-wise, very great title. And again, it's a challenge to make a sequel that you want to make a sequel better. Industry-wise, it's quite hard to name like a lot of games that sequels was better than the original. Even if we talk about what is like the most closest to us, like some AAA games or movie industry, it's also quite hard to call where sequel is better than the original. So it was a quite challenge for us to make it a better game. And I would probably maybe tell some secrets that we had a little bit different concept for this game. But then almost on the last moment, we changed it because we was unhappy how game was looked, how played. And we said like, no, we're not going to do it like this. And we reverted and we make it a little bit different. Because why it's like... might sound like for someone, okay, this is a normal process, but not for us. We're trying to, approve a game on the concept stage as much as we can, then we are happy. And then we start development, and then during the development process, we might do some changes, but not like revert on 180 degrees. So this because you're just losing a lot of time in development when you change a new concept constantly. So here we decided to make the change. But talking about success, this is the greatest and biggest release in terms of number of players, turnover, whatever, for everything since Push Gaming was existing. So I believe it's not a secret. It's a fact. And I believe everyone can see it, that it's like one of the most successful games for us. And release was very good. It was like a nice impact, I would say, on the industry as well. And I'm really flattered that those features that we presented in this game, we can see it in some other games as well. And yeah, I mean, it's a great game. It's a good game. We internally did a very good job. A lot of positive feedback from a community, from operators in general. Yeah, I believe the only thing what I can say is that it's not the last Razer game. So we're going to come up with some other sequels or maybe using IP of Razer. Different, I would say, type of games. It might be Match 3, might be Cluster, might be something else. We'll see. No one knows. But we definitely want to extend that IP and make more games using Razer, but not just, you know, like a boring Kreskin or something that... you know, like just make another 20 Razers. We want to come up with something unique, something that's going to appeal to a player, something what we personally going to love it, and something that players going to enjoy. One of these games is, I would say, in the development, and something might come up soon.